In the name of Christ Jesus our Lord, amen. Crown him the virgin son, the God incarnate born, whose arm those crimson trophies won, which now his brow adorn. Fruit of the mystic rose, yet of that rose the stem, the root whence mercy ever flows, the babe of Bethlehem. The first Christmas promise given in Genesis, that the seed of the woman would come to crush the head of the serpent Satan. But he will be bruised himself in so doing. This seed of the woman, born at Bethlehem, is Jesus. The virgin will conceive Emmanuel, God with us. The virgin will be with child, conceived by the agency of the Holy Spirit. This child is Emmanuel, God with us. The Son of God has come in human flesh. This is Jesus. In Bethlehem, the city of David, the royal city of the King David, now the eternal King of the line of Judah, the Messiah, the King who rules forever, has been born. This King is Jesus. The Prince of Peace, the Almighty God, the Father Eternal, with the Holy Spirit, the Wonderful Counselor, and Jesus, the Prince of Peace. In the name of that triune God into whom we have been baptized, there is peace. The Prince of Peace is Jesus. The baby lying in a manger, Mary, his virgin mother, Joseph, his stepfather, in Bethlehem fulfills now what the prophet said in Micah chapter 5. She brought forth her firstborn son and laid him in a manger. A manger, a stone manger, where animals would eat their hay. A beautiful place to lay a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths. A warm place for a baby in a manger. This baby is Jesus. The shepherds and the angels, you see, heaven and earth rejoice this night. The angels in the heavens sing the glory in excelsis, glory to God on high. And the shepherds on earth rejoice and are amazed. Heaven and earth have met. Heaven and earth rejoice this night. Rejoice in this child. His name is Jesus. And Mary and Joseph, as the shepherds now come to see this humble yet glorious scene. God has come to earth in this common, ordinary way. What great comfort for us sinners that when God visited the earth, he came as a child of whom we would not be afraid. And we would know this is the proof of God's love. This child laid in a manger. This humble child is Jesus. And Jesus is indeed the Son of God. Love was manifest among us, not as an idea, not as a philosophy, but as a person. Love is manifest in person. God sent his Son into the world to live among us. Jesus is the Son of God in eternity and became flesh through the womb of the Virgin Mary. The Son of God is Jesus. So this night, the God incarnate man divine gives himself to us. God's Son came into the world to be the propitiation for our sins. Propitiation means that the Ark of the Covenant, if you will, in the heavens, the blood of Jesus Christ was sprinkled there before the mercy seat in the highest heavens. And God sees the blood of this child who would one day be nailed to a cross and be raised from the dead, and seeing the blood of this holy child, this holy man, his wrath has been appeased, and he is at peace with mankind. This is the proof of God's love. Never doubt God's love. Don't rely on your feelings or emotions. Don't rely on things, whether they're going well or not in your life. The proof of God's love is Jesus, the Savior of the world. And if God loves you enough to humble himself to a child that is laid in a manger, Why would you want to be afraid of such God, such a God? Because he loves you, and the proof is in his Son, the Savior of the world. God is love, and this is the proof of his love. The Savior came into the world. It's not that we love God, but that he loved us first. And through this child of Bethlehem, who will be crucified at Jerusalem and will be raised from the dead for our justification, through faith in his name, we will have confidence at the day of judgment. We will stand before God with confidence because we have been clothed in the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ, born, suffered, crucified, died, buried, and risen from the dead, returning in glory. And this Christmas night, as we celebrate his first coming at Bethlehem, we look forward to his second coming upon the clouds of heaven in glory, where we will see the angels and the archangels, and we will sing the Gloria along with the angels forever and ever. Be praise to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this Savior. His name is Jesus. Amen. May the peace that transcends our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.